You'd see all the kelim of Beis Hamikdash, what they look like. As Neshe Kosev, this is what the Pasuk says, Kashe Yitzchok, Shome Yitzchok, Le Yesov, Yitzchok said to Yesov, Shein Beik HaSakim, Yishchok Yofer, he should be Beik HaSakim, but that should be a good chalaf, and he should shech correctly. He said to him, the Pasuk, Sono Kelecha, pick up your kelim. And them is, Al Kelim Shal Beis Hamikdash, Shehen Nidin Al HaSakim Yofer Kanal. So them is, that when he picks up the Sakim, which is Nishchaz, and did that good, he'll have the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash on him. The chain isa the medrash for us in the medrash. So kelecha them is al kelim shall base on mikdash. Because Hashem kelecha is a bubble. Kelim is bubble. Shnei mavias a kelim heavy base oitzerly kov. He brought the kelim base mikdash down to bubble. Nimso she kelecha madame is al kelim shall base on mikdash. Kelecha is madame is on the kelim base on mikdash. So when Yitzchak says so no kelecha, he meant pick up the kelim, meaning pick up the sakim which has the simon of the kelim of the base mikdash on it. Benin also says too, Bikanoi es kenosi, Bechinas had tzaddik, She'ine mekane shum tzaddik, Loibi yolam azev, Loibi habo. The tzaddik who was not mekane any other tzaddik, neither in this world or in olam habo, Rak isse levadi yisborach, Bikanoi es kenosi, he's mekane my kenah, Hashem says, means mekane kaviyachal Hashem. He wants to rise up above, he's not mekane any other tzaddik, he wants to get closer and closer to Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Kutimaran Taylor Rej Ayan Tess. Many of us as Daish know she yes, Shainim Taylor Mo Matalamala. There are some who say Taylor that begins below and it goes up. The Himil Mata Rechovamiyoid. The bottom it's very wide. Shalamato Marchivan Hadobo Magdil Naisamiyoid. Below the bottom they broaden the topic, they make it very big. Well, the Malo cuts it. When it goes up, by the time it rises above, it's very narrow and small. It continues becoming shorter and narrower. Until up above, as it reaches the Mala of the Shemayim, it's very, very narrow. Above it, there's nothing left from it at all. Only a tiny bit. Because certainly in the Torah there is a spark that is holy. So there's a little drop left. But there is the opposite. Who say Taylor that it begins Malo and it goes downwards. Ishom Lamala he Khava Miyad Miyad. Above Vashamayim it's very wide. The whole Mashiradis Lamato Miskatsenis Viradis. The more it comes down, it becomes narrower and smaller. Achilamata he katsoda miyad. The bottom it's very narrow. He lak me atmi at lamata, it's only a very bit lamata compared to what it really is. Lamala he Khava Miyad, but above it's very wide. The chayim b'his oiris mumato, and so too b'his oiris in a person begins to say this aroused by this Hashem below. So the chayim mumato kotze, it has to be mumato beginning very narrow. The chinas b'diber pi batzar li, the chinas shayfa, the chinas av shayfa sheharochav hu lamalo the kotze hu lamata it's lapet. The narrow part of the shayfa is below by the mouth, and it's kept pointed upwards. The wide part of the shayfa is above. The narrow part should be towards me, HLP in my mouth. Same as the shayfer is, so the narrow part is below and the wide part is above. Beginning was a narrow where he was pressed in. It was very narrow for him, he was very oppressed. Because the different tzores that fell upon him. When after the same tefillah, he arrived at the Ruach HaKodesh. It means that it began very low on the bottom, but then it went up and up as tefillah, and it widened out as it went above. So too, a person should begin his Eidus Lamata very low, and then he should continue on and widen out afterwards. Baruch Hashem.